Here at the Cattle Industry Convention, I am speaking with the National Environmental Stewardship Award winner for the 20th year of the Environmental Stewardship Award program, Bill Kauser, Kauser Cattle Company in Nevada, Iowa. And Bill, what I'd like to ask you first is, what does stewardship mean to you?
Well, it's one of those things that comes naturally. You know, we do it every day. This is how we were brought up. This is how our families brought us up. And so, you know, every morning when we have the privilege to go outside and do what we do best, why, you know, we just do it normally. It's a common practice. We don't have to do anything special. It just happens.
It just comes naturally. Now, what are some of the practices that you have on your operation that maybe other cattle producers could do themselves?
Well, in Iowa, about 10 years ago, we were under an amnesty program, and so we were trying to come up with a system that the feedlots under 1,000 head would be able to afford and be sustainable and be able to stay in business. And so working with the grasses in Iowa State and DNR and EPA, a few of us got involved in that project. And as of December 1st of this year, it is now an accepted practice in the state of Iowa to be able to do this naturally with the runoff of these feedlots with grasses and trees. So we're very excited about these producers now can do it economically.
Well, something that, now we went to on a tour, well, Chuck went on a tour at your operation during the Global Farmer to Farmer Roundtable in Iowa. And one of the things you focused on there was ethanol production and actually in the use of distillers' grains on your operation. Sometimes ethanol is a dirty word here at the cattle convention, but you've made it work on your operation. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it has, and you know what's happened in the Midwest is ethanol has come back and made us a sustainable force in the feeding industry in the Midwest. And to be able to bring that process here, and now since we grow the corn there, and now we process the corn there, so we end up with alcohol, CO2, distillers, grains, corn oil, now we can ship the feed out. If we need it in Texas or Kansas or Canada, we can ship the distillers' grains out. We're just using the starch to do alcohol, but when we look at what it does for us in Iowa to have that feedstuff there and to be able to keep those dollars in our community, the economic development has just been just unbelievable.
Something that other producers should bear in mind, really. You talked about at the beginning of this interview the fact that what you do just comes naturally. There were six other winners regionally for the Environmental Stewardship Award. There's been 130 over the last 20 years, and there's probably a lot of other cattle producers out there who do the same thing you do. And how does it feel to be recognized for something that really you should be doing anyway?
Well, I guess Nancy and Tim and Casey and I feel that we are representing the cattle industry today. Cattlemen do this every day in, day and out, and to be able to represent the industry in this fashion with a feedlot is a real thrill for us and a real honor, because feedlots just don't get this far very often.
And people just don't hear the good news about what cattle producers do, taking care of the land, right?
Well, it's so important to realize that calf is in a natural setting for almost half of its life, in the pastures, in the mountains, in the hills. And it's like us, when we grow up, we have to go someplace and go to work. And that's the same way with a calf. The feedlot is the final stage, and, you know, that's what we do for a living.
Good point. All right, thank you very much. That's Bill Kauser, Kauser Cattle Company in Iowa, the winner this year of the National Environmental Stewardship Award at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And here in Denver, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.